This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford, and on this week's episode, we're going to be hearing from Gretchen Butz, who is the chair of the USCA's Classic Series. She's going to be telling us all about that, but first of all, we have some news for you. The spring season got well and truly underway in Florida this past weekend when Hannah Subinet and Harbor Pilot claimed the opening Adequan USCA Gold Cup CIC three-star qualifier at Red Hills Horse Trials. She beat Jenny Brannigan and Kambalda by 12 penalty points ahead of Canada's Jessica Phoenix and Bentley's Best. And some good news for those interested in the future event horse program, that after receiving feedback from members, the USCA FEH committee has decided to add a four-year-old division to the FEH program in order to provide more opportunities for the membership. This opens up a new window for those four-year-olds not yet ready for the young event horse competitions and allows owners the opportunity to still compete in a class for their age group. And you can find all the information you need regarding the future event horse program on the website, including the rules and different score sheets and other helpful resources. Just go to useventing.com. And finally, the USCA has a vacancy for the position of marketing assistant at the association's headquarters in Leesburg, Virginia. You'll find a link on the front page of the website for more details of this position. Gretchen Butz joins me now. She's an organizer, she is an international judge and TD, a licensed official, and she's also chair of the USCA's Classic Series Committee. Gretchen, welcome back to the program.
Chris, thank you very much. Happy to join you, and particularly to talk about the classics.
Well, it all gets underway here in the spring, just around the corner. April, May are the first events around the country. So let's talk a little bit about the background to this and why you personally feel it's important to preserve the long format.
Chris, as you probably know, I have been involved in the sport for a long time. Have had the privilege of riding at the upper level, doing four-star long format in my past. And to me, that was just the ultimate pinnacle of my riding career, riding, training, competing career. And I was able to do it, on my very special horse, Zydeco, and to do it at Kentucky and at Burley. And it was just kind of one of those unforgettable experiences. And the fact that it meant so much to me at the time, and just recognizing the history that it provided for the sport and the template, if you will, that it provided for training and preparation and developing that special partnership and rapport with your horse. When all of the when the format changed back in 2004, 2005, and the long format ceased to further exist at the international level, replaced by the short format, it just seemed, the years that followed, it just seemed like a good thing to try and bring back the many benefits and values of the long format, into a place within our organization, the USCA, that I thought would be really meaningful to the majority of the members, the amateur adults and the young riders developing themselves and some of them developing horses. And so that was why I, in the early development of the pilot programs for the Classic, we ran the first one here, I think probably 12, 13 years ago, and it was quite successful. And we've continued ever since and have tried to expand the series.
And you have indeed expanded the series around the country, but talk a little bit about how you arrived at the levels, why you decided on those levels.
It seemed, going back to what made logical sense, if you will, since the preliminary, intermediate, and advanced levels were already, we had our 1, 2, 3, and 4 star levels in place. And at that time, there was even talk about adding a fifth, a 5-star level. And their format, if you will, they're planning their preparation for doing any kind of international competition above and beyond what we offer here national seemed to be in place, with the changes within the FEI. It seemed to me that why not offer this as, more for, again, the populations I mentioned, the amateur adults, the developing riders, probably not so much the developing riders, but certainly for the amateur adults, you know, competing in this type of competition really became their Rolex, if you will, you know, their career highlight and a goal that was attainable for them. And, you know, just the benefits were clearly there. You know, it was successful at that level. And, you know, because of that, we carried it further as we did. You know, since then we have added beginner novice, several of the classics off of that. We here do not, for a variety of reasons, are thinking about adding the modified actually for next year, that is, or even a preliminary that is in our thought process at the moment. But that's pretty much how it evolved, you know, to, you know, meet the needs of a different population that, you know, just gave them something above and beyond just what a regular horse trial or even an area championship would offer.
Now, how do our listeners, if they've not heard about this before, how do they qualify? How do they get involved with this series? And what do they really need to know to prepare themselves? Because as we know, Gretchen, it takes a whole different training system to prepare for the long format versus the short format. So talk us through that in ways that would help our listeners understand how they can get involved and why they should get involved with it.
Certainly, Chris, I'm happy to do that. And, you know, as far as the developed ideas, you know, setting a roadmap, if you will, as far as how to successfully complete a classic competition at regardless of the level. Most of the individual classic organizers have that information on their websites, and we are in the process of ramping up, if you will, the resources that are on the USEA classic website, that particular section. And I'm happy to say our current classic committee, we've got a super group of people dedicated to the cause, if you will, who join myself and Kate Loki, who is our USEA representative. And that's been one of our objectives, is to have organizations as useful to any member who, useful, user-friendly as well, to any member who wants to do this. There is information on that as far as how to qualify, how to develop a training program, you know, for any level. Obviously, as you know, where the competitions are located, because we look at these a little bit like we did long format. You know, it's reasonable for one to do one in the spring, to do one in the fall, potentially even, you know, to do a third one in the summer. But, you know, recognizing the extra effort that's required and the expectations that are required, you know, horse and rider, it really does need to be at the end of one season. And again, that information is and is still developing, because we're adding on to the library, if you will, that's on the USC website, as well as most of us have individually on our own websites.
And so how did you come to select the events, Gretchen? Now, did they select, they self-selecting, or was this a process that went through the USEA committee?
Funnily enough, it pretty much was self-selecting. We, as a committee, did not go in and actively solicit, you know, this particular event or that. It was more, it more evolved from the organizers who themselves had an interest, had a passion in doing so, because it definitely is, there's a lot involved, a labor of love, because it's much more involved, obviously, than just what the preparations are in to host a regular horse trial, because you've got, you know, your roads and tracks for A and C, you've got your steeplechase, and then you've got, you know, a bit longer of a track, you know, for AC for the actual cross country. So the logistics are definitely different. The organizers that first started were those who wanted to do it. And since then, it's kind of mapped itself out. So we almost have one per area. And it also is, you know, I think as we go forward, we welcome any other organizers that have an interest in doing that, and certainly encourage them, you know, before they jump in with both feet, you know, to kind of shadow one of the other organizers currently running one, just so they know exactly what they're dealing with. And I think, I mean, it would be great if we had this problem. We don't at the moment. And I hope that it doesn't develop to the point where we would get so saturated with organizers wanting to do this. And again, it would have to go through the proper process, you know, with the USDA and even the USEF, as far as recognized competitions and the calendar and so forth and so on, to the point where we would saturate and have too many per area. But at this point, you know, the mix is good, the balance is good, and the numbers are not to say we wouldn't welcome a few more on board, but at the moment, you know, there does appear to be something for, you know, most everyone. I know for our competition here in the Mid-Atlantic, it's not unusual for us to have a fair amount of people from Area 1, some from Area 8, certainly some from Area 3, as well as our own area here. And I think that's probably the same that most of the organizers would, you know, would echo as well, you know, as far as their draw.
Now, where do you see this going, Gretchen? How would you like to see this long format and how the USEA offers it? How would you like to see that roll out, you know, in the next few years? And what would you say to members who are listening to persuade them to, you know, give this a shot and why it's good for their horsemanship?
I think if someone were to read the various articles that have been written by those riders, particularly the amateur adults, but, you know, the youngsters as well, who have done one, and just to kind of step into their shoes and be able to just feel kind of what they did and why they did it, I think that's a huge selling point. It's like anything, you know, you can you consider hotels and you look at this and that, and there's so many similarities. But then if you go to the reviews and you really get the inside information, you know, that seems to, you know, what helps make your mind up as much as anything. And I think it's a little bit that way in this particular situation. Why go beyond just horsemanship, and why consider doing a classic? If you really want to, you know, realistically challenge yourself and your horse, you know, to do something above and beyond. And that is often a theme that we find, you know, people say, I never thought I could do this, or I just didn't know if my horse, you know, and I were capable of this. And the sense of accomplishment is huge. I mean, it is just tremendous. And these people are probably the most appreciative of any riders who compete, at least here at my event. You know, I mean, the horse show people are appreciative, and they do know what you go through and acknowledge with thanks and such. But the 3-day riders, it's just that much more. You know, they've put so much into it. We've put so much into it as organizers. And at the end of the competition, you know, it's a huge, there's a lot of gratitude and a lot of fulfillment on both sides. As far as like what else the USEA could do, I think that's one reason, because I think what the classic offers so much parallels what the USEA's mission statement is, focusing on education, focusing on opportunities, and focusing on all the membership, you know, not just the, you know, that small percentage at the very top of the pyramid, but everybody else who's below. I think it's a great fit for the association, and I think it's different enough, unique enough, clearly historically has value and benefit, and why not revitalize it, you know, for this population that really seem to be grasping it and, you know, wanting to. I mean, I have people who will come back year after year because they had so much fun the previous year, and they'll come back with the same horse, they'll come back with a new horse, they'll bring their friends, you know, talk their friends into doing it. I mean, it really does offer a lot.
And remind everybody when your event is and the levels that you're offering, Gretchen.
We run our event in late October, offering not in training at the moment. We're the weekend after Fair Hill, after the CCI Fair Hill. This year running, I believe it is I can tell you accurately, we are the 19th through the 22nd. It's 4 days of immersion, if you will, into horses and into the sport. We have a lead clinician Eric Smiley is our lead clinician this year, has been for several years off and on. And he is amazing, just what he brings to the table as well. He, you know, again, himself being a long format veteran, as well as a great educator. So I tell everybody at the briefing, you know, even though there are 70 of you out here, Eric will just be right in there with you for the entire 4 days. And all of you will feel like you've had a personal private experience with Eric by the end of the 4 days. And it's the truth. He's just amazing in that role and very effective as well.
And finally, what else would you like our members, our listeners, to know about this classic series, Gretchen?
Just give it a try. Educate yourself first with what's involved, because it's not just, a horse trial on steroids, if you will. There's a lot more to it, a lot more to be gained across the board as far as, you know, a rider and a horse and that partnership. And just yet, you know, consider adding it to your calendar for the year. And I think you'll find it's well worth it.
And enjoy the rush of endurance. Absolutely, Gretchen. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program and bringing us up to date with that classic series. As you mentioned, there is more information on the website. Just look for the classic series there, the USEA Classic Series, which gets underway this spring right through the fall. Gretchen, thank you very much for your time. Always nice to catch up with you.
Chris, thank you so much for your interest in the classic and for all you do for the sport.
And once again, you can find more information on the website. Just look for the article entitled Experience the Rush of Endurance Day at a USEA Classic Series event in 2017. There you will find all the dates, the venues, and the levels of competition for this series. And if you'd like more information, you can reach Kate Loke at useventing.com. That's Kloke, Klokey, at useventing.com. Kate will have all the information you need about this series. As always, the news will be posted on our social media, so be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can download this episode and all of the episodes of the USEA's official podcast from the iTunes Podcast Store to any podcast app. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of the USEA's official podcast. So until then, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.